Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, November 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Investors in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are staring at a sea of red after their investments suffered a sharp drop amid last week's collapse of crypto exchange FTX. And that's after Bitcoin lost half its value in the months leading up to November. But all may not be lost. If they act quickly, investors can take crypto losses and turn them into a tax benefit.
The investor can sell it and take a lot of losses. And those losses go into an account to shelter all future gains, capital gains on stocks, on land, on houses, on crypto, on all kinds of things.
Coming up, we'll talk with our tax reporter Laura Saunders about what crypto investors can do to bring down next year's tax bill. Plus, she'll tell us how the IRS is broadening its enforcement efforts to unearth crypto transactions that some investors have hidden for years. That's after the break.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Lots of people with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies in their portfolio have racked up losses as a result of last week's crypto crash. But those storm clouds may have a silver lining. WSJ tax reporter Laura Saunders joins us with steps that crypto investors can take now to cushion their losses, but also to get ahead of new IRS rules focused on crypto investments that are coming in 2023. Laura, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, Laura, it seems every year you're with us talking about new rules and enforcement by the IRS when it comes to crypto. And here we are again.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, it's been hard for the IRS because crypto has developed faster than Congress could change the laws and the IRS could put them in to implement them. And so crypto doesn't have a lot of what we call third-party reporting. That's when, you know, if you're an employee, your employer tells the IRS how much you earn. Or if you have a stock brokerage account, the broker tells the IRS if you sell stocks what your gains were. But crypto is still kind of the Wild West out there, and the IRS doesn't really know a lot about who's doing what. And there's a pretty good chance that a lot of people have just ignored their taxes on crypto for about a decade. And so the IRS is always chasing after that.
Wait, did you say for a decade this has been going on?
Well, yes. We just got some new figures buried in an IRS court filing that said that in 2019, only about 100,000 taxpayers filed tax returns that showed that they had gains on cryptocurrency. Now, millions and millions of people own cryptocurrency, and most of them are just ignoring the taxes on it. From what I can tell, that's true, and it's what the IRS thinks, too.
Now, those big gains from previous years are definitely not being seen more recently. It's been a really tough week for crypto. So what can investors do now to maybe ease some of that pain?
Well, there's one very important thing they can do. If that crypto is held in a taxable account, that means if it's not in an IRA or a Roth IRA, but a regular taxable account, and I think that most crypto is held in taxable accounts, then the investor can sell it and take a lot of losses. And those losses go into an account to shelter all future gains, capital gains on stocks, on land, on houses, on crypto, on all kinds of things. They don't expire. And if you don't have gains to match them against, then you can deduct up to $3,000 against your wage income, your ordinary income. And so you can take these losses and they can be useful to you and you can buy back the crypto right away. So if you have diamond hands, that's what they call it. If you're a true believer and you don't want to sell, just sell and buy back.
And doesn't some of that sensibility apply to stocks also?
Well, it absolutely does. The rules say that if you sell something and get a loss, you can't buy the same thing again within 30 days, either side of the sale at a loss. Those are called wash sale rules. So, you know, we've had some real dramatic market moves. And if you had sold to take your losses 2 weeks ago in some stock, then you couldn't really buy it back for 30 days. And because you couldn't buy it back quickly, you would have missed a huge updraft in the market. Crypto doesn't have that problem.
Now, I want to go back to the people who haven't been paying taxes on their crypto gains. How is the IRS planning to address that?
So Congress has passed a law that takes effect in January that would make the brokers report transactions to the IRS just the way that stockbrokers have to report transactions to the IRS. So if people want to get their house in order, it would be a good time to do it now in the next few weeks before that law takes effect. I will tell you that the law might be delayed, so you might get a second chance. But pretty soon, if you haven't been paying your taxes and you have new transactions, you're going to be outed.
Now, a lot of people do their cryptocurrency purchases and trades through crypto exchanges. As the IRS draws up these new enforcement measures, how will those play into it?
What happens is they go to a judge and they say, we think people using this exchange may not be paying taxes on their crypto transactions. And so we want you, Mr. Judge, to have the exchange tell us about everybody who's traded more than $20,000 of crypto in the last 5 years in any 1 year. And we want identifying information so that we can get in touch with them and say, what about your taxes? Now, they did this with Coinbase. They did it with Circle. They did it with Kraken. These are all crypto exchanges. And they've got a new one out to SFOX and to the bank that helped SFOX. They're not accused of wrongdoing. They haven't helped people hide their taxes, but they have the information the IRS wants. And so those summonses were approved, and they are going to start turning over information. That shows how determined the IRS is about outing these people who were flouting the tax laws. It's a great time to come clean, especially if there's significant amounts of money. So I would put your house in order and try to do it before January 1st. Even for people who have been paying their taxes, things are going to get more complicated next year, and the IRS could make mistakes, and the brokers could make mistakes, and things like that. So if you want to just get some things done, you might do it before January 1.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thank you very much for being with us.
And thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
Wrong.
Righteous.
Is this a risky choice?
It's a robust plan.
It's totally
that's
redundant.
This is reformative.
Time to reinvigorate.
This is too restrictive.
Let's rejoice. They replicate the same.
Mean reviewed.
We need to revive.
Their retort.
I refuse to believe that you
actually. There's a problem.
When you need clarity on complex issues, find it in the Wall Street Journal. Understand the impact of the midterms on WSJ.com.